Raise your hand if you've visited Wycliffe, Kincaid, Angel, or Towasagi Mounds. They're all close to us, and the grandest mound city around, Cahokia, is just across the river from St. Louis. Raise your hand if you've read much about these ancient gated communities in your history classes. I don't see many hands. Wonder why. Murray State Professor of Archaeology and Mid-America Remote Sensing Center Director Dr. Kit Wessler continues to analyze 15 years of excavations at Wycliffe Mounds. Dr. Wessler suggests that unlike the builders of southwestern monuments like Mesa Verde and Chaco, eastern mound builders may not be in history books for a political reason.
In the east, the only standing medieval architecture we have is the mounds, and it's a little hard to figure out what they're about without a lot of study. Plus, in the East, we created this myth of the savages who were just sort of wiped out of the way by the advancing civilization of the white people. And we have consistently denied the Eastern Native Americans the full extent of their heritage because this is how we justify taking the land. There's kind of an echo of that fundamentally racist refusal to allow the Eastern North Americans the full extent of their accomplishments.
Southern Illinois University Carbondale anthropologist Dr. Paul Welch points out another factor obscuring Mississippian history.
There's a whole stretch of the Mississippi Valley going all the way down into the Missouri Boot Heel, and the lower Ohio Valley all the way up past the mouth of the Wabash, or up to the mouth of the Wabash, and the lower Tennessee Valley and the lower and middle Cumberland Valley. This whole region is apparently pretty much abandoned in the late 1300s, early 1400s.
There's no suggestion as to what caused that?
We've been debating this for decades, and we don't know what causes it. When this idea was first proposed, a lot of archaeologists said, oh, surely this vast tract of really good farmland wouldn't just simply be abandoned. Now, maybe the big centers with big mounds were abandoned, but there must be people out there somewhere. Maybe they've just stopped using big mounds, but they're probably out there living in small farmsteads, and we're just not seeing them because we haven't looked in the right place. That's what I thought. But over the years, archaeologists looked in all those other places, and there's nothing there. After 1350 to 1400, after about 1400, this whole region is pretty much empty.
Mounds offer safe haven during floods and for burials, but there's no written record describing their purpose. Even though their ceremonial, political, or religious symbolic use seems probable, those in power likely held sway from the higher mounds. Artifacts of daily life confirm that corn farmers lived inside palisade walls around the mounds. Mississippian farmsteads scattered along the rivers as well. Mississippian artists created functional and symbolic naturalistic and mystical items and imagery. Mounds cities feature grand, flat plazas on which players competed in a game called Chunky that Native Americans were playing long after the Mississippians lived here, then disappeared.
There are two players, each of whom have, I suppose you could call it a spear, though it's not really a spear. It doesn't have a spear point. It's just a stick, but it's used like a spear. And one of the players rolls a hoop or a disc, something round, something circular. So you have a large flat playing field, two players, each with their sticks, and one of the players rolls the chunky stone. While the stone is still rolling, both players have to throw their spears, throw their chunky sticks, and hope that their stick lands closest to where the chunky stone stops rolling.
Let's go to Kincaid Mounds. Flat, rich fields stretch out from either side of New Cut Road east of Brookport, Illinois, north of and close to the Ohio. From them loom long, high, shapely, rectangular mounds. This city compound dates to about 1050 AD or CE, about the time of the Crusades and the building of the massive Mississippian city Cahokia. The University of Chicago established the first field school for archaeologists at Kincaid in 1934, when it was the only such school east of the Mississippi. After World War II, its research activity slowed, even though the Chicago researchers published a book about Kincaid in the early 50s. In the late 60s, SIU Professor Emeritus John Mueller started working the site with students on weekends. By 2003, scholarly attention turned to surveying the site with remote sensing equipment. Dr. Welch.
The site is a mile long, from the easternmost mound to the westernmost mound, and the total excavated area, including the Chicago work as well as ours over the last 6 years, would be, 2%, 3% of that. In many ways, just scratching the surface. And that's one of the reasons why the geophysical survey has been so informative and so useful. It gives us a picture over a much larger area than we could ever hope to excavate. Not only ever hope to excavate, but ever want to excavate. If we tried to excavate 60 acres of land, we would have millions of artifacts. And we would destroy half of the site.
Kincaid Mound's support organization volunteers assist SIUC researchers like Dr. Welch and Dr. Brian Butler in taking care of the grounds and running the annual archaeological field school of the SIU Center for Archaeological Investigation that Dr. Butler directs. Former Fort Massac State Park historical interpreter, now KMSO volunteer, Sheila Ritchie, is one of about 15 volunteers who have looked after and helped develop Kincaid since 1998. I asked what she hopes and dreams for the mounds.
We just hope we can keep it preserved for future generations to see. It is in an area that is remote, what we call the Black Bottoms, on the edge of Massac and Polk County. And we hope to keep it where people can actually go there and see the mounds. We don't have a museum there. It would be nice one day to eventually have some type of museum that would explain more about them. The reason it's called Kincaid was because in the 1850s, one of the families that owned this property was named Kincaid. Kincaid Farm had a series of probably 20 to 22 Mississippian mounds built on it. Presently, the property is actually kind of split in half between Massac County and Polk County. The Polk County is private property. The mounds in Massac County are now under the control of the Illinois Historic Preservation Agency. And we work as a friends group with the agency to help preserve the mounds and to protect them.
Learn more about the stately Kincaid Mounds at kincaidmounds.org. But really, go see the mounds. For WKMS, I'm Kate Lochte.